Oh hi, it's Mac, it's McCoggan here, and this is another episode of my real ill-tasting feature series. I can't remember the number, but it doesn't matter really. So I've had some beer tasting fairly recently from Adrian Mix at Double Stream and also from Richard Hubbock at Alwyn Ward. And today, it's a kind of cheat today because I have had this beer before, but I've never done a review on it, and I don't normally pour it into a glass, so I'm going to follow that procedure from now on when we're doing the real ales. And today's one is Hobgoblin. It's from the Witchwood Brewery, and it's 5.2% alcohol volume, so it's got a nice wee kick to it. And traditionally craft legendary ruby beer. A ruby beer, yeah. Bringing taste to the nation, it says in the bottle. And this... I'll read the label from the reverse. The legendary Hobgoblin is a blend of smooth, rich flavours from chocolate and crystal malts combined with a refreshing bitterness from English Fuggles hops with a dash of citrus aroma from Styrian. I thought it would be Syrian. Styrian. I never heard of it. Goldings. A beer full of mischievous character. Absolutely, it's lovely stuff. This is a 500ml bottle, £1.39 from the home bargain store. And it's a Marston's beer, Marston's PLC, Witchwood Brewery, Witney, Oxfordshire in England. So there you go. Best before December 14th, so I'm okay. So let's pop open this wee beastie. Do a pour. A lovely light brown, dark amber through the glass, forms a nice head, in this case in a half pint tumbler, about an inch, and that'll probably settle. So first real proper tasting of the Hobgoblin. Yes, although I know this tastes very well, I have to say. This is a gorgeous beer. It's one of the best, I think, that this particular brewery produce and have been producing for many a year. And as it says, from chocolate and crystal malts combined with bitterness from English Fuggles hops. I love that name, Fuggles. Isn't that like something out of Harry Potter? With a dash of citrus aroma. Well, it's very faint citrus if it is. The smell really is just like how you'd imagine a lovely sort of a rich ale to be. The head is now settled down to just a frothy topping. That's the usual. I mean, there's very, very few real ales ever maintain the head down the glass, unlike, say, a Guinness. But it's still all the same. It pours well and it looks nice. Have another sip or a glug. Yeah, a beautiful, rich taste of those Fuggles hops. Real ales, I tend to take a good mouthful and squish it in and around my mouth, not like a wine taster who swallows it about so many times in their mouth and then maybe swallows or spits out. But I do tend to like squishing it in my mouth to get the whole burst of the flavour. Try that if you've never done that, and the flavour, all the flavours and whatever you're drinking will just come out. I don't tend to do so much with tapped beers, as it were, like heavies or lights or lagers. But with real ales, that really does bring out the full flavour in your mouth. It's like a burst of flavours. Ah, that's one gorgeous beer. Ale, I should say. So, I knew it would be a top ranker right from the start. By the way, this one is 2.6 UK units. Richard Tubbock has already covered the units, so listen to his audio boo on my Rat Arsed, hashtag Rat Arsed, RATARSED. You'll see what the acronym stands for, I think. But I think you'll get the gist anyway. So, yeah, top of the rank for Witchwood's Brewery's Hobgoblin Beer Ale. And I'm just going to enjoy the rest of this now. So, try one. You will enjoy it if you like your ales. By the way, a wee tip. If you can, I always like to stick the cap back on the top, just so it doesn't go flat too quickly. Then again, if you're really thirsty, throw the cap away. Forget about that. That's not a good tip if you really want it down. Cheers, and all the very best to you all. And by the way, if you feel like joining in, please do. And maybe we'll all find some new real ales that we've never ever heard or tried before. Cheery bye there now. Oh, lovely.